Again, this is Dana Vallejo. It's not Valley Joe. And we are so glad that she's here. Jamie's here and the kids, 8 of them, right? She's just been having babies like a machine. And what's your oldest child?
Isabel's 13.
13?
Well, again, almost.
Okay. And then all the way down to?
9 months.
9 months. Great, great. And so
you still have us beat by one.
You yes, we're still one ahead. Mm-hmm. Is having babies easy for you?
Health-wise, yeah.
Pretty strong and do well?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And
never even had a C-section, so
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is Jamie a good help with the babes?
He's a good dad.
Awesome, awesome, great. That's the right thing to say. Go ahead.
Sam asked me to do this, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Whew. Well, my name is Dana, and I'm a sinner saved by grace. So I'm a new creation in Christ. That's for sure, and that's what I want to talk about. There was a verse that Sarah Langhofer pointed out one time to me that she said reminded me, Jamie and I remind her of her parents. And the verse was Luke 7:47. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little. I was raised in Iola, which is just an hour and a half away, and I had what would look to the world like an ideal upbringing. I was safe. My dad had a good job. My parents were married. I have 2 younger brothers. 90% of my family lived within an hour of where I grew up. I'm still very close to my grandparents. We went to church every Sunday. My dad was the treasurer of our church. But the pastor of our church, he obviously did a wonderful job at home. He has 3 kids that are all following Christ and have great lives. But he preached fluff. And that was the only teaching that I got. So my parents never talked about God. They never opened their Bible except for maybe a couple times at Christmas. They had good worldly values, but there was no conviction by the Holy Spirit. And they never shared the why of why we behave certain ways, that love that's there. I gave my profession of faith and was baptized at 12, but I didn't know what I was doing. I just did what I thought I was supposed to do. I had no clue what I was doing. I made no difference in my life, and I had no growth. I never opened my Bible after that and learned anything that I was supposed to learn. Those good moral values only lasted so long without Jesus. Once I was in junior high school age, about 14, I was in full-blown rebellion. I remember I was either in Sunday school or youth group, and it was junior high or high school. We did it in the same room, same church. I went to my entire life. And I remember sitting there around a circle, and they handed out Bible verses for us to read out loud. I did not even know how to look up a Bible verse. I had no idea. And I was a teenager. I did graduate high school. Of course, I had to try everything my friends tried. It was a miracle that I did graduate, and I had not had a baby, and I was not addicted to drugs. But otherwise, I had scars that I still have to continue to turn over to the Lord. I moved out the day I graduated from high school. Fast forward 2 years, my mom left my dad for an alternative lifestyle, and they divorced. It took 6 months because it was such a terrible, long, drawn-out process. I still had one brother living at home, and my other brother had just gotten his girlfriend pregnant. So we were all very much in need of a mother. Less than a year later, my dad remarried, and my stepmother, it took me 10 years to love her, but she is a very wonderful person. There was a lot of pain there. I was very lonely. I lived in Wichita, and I worked really hard, and I went to school, but my time was filled, but I was very alone. A month after my dad remarried, I met Jamie. God has perfect timing. We did hit it off immediately. We dated for 6 months. We were engaged for 3 months, and then we were married. I guess if you know, you know. We were fine for about a year, and then we had Isabel. And I think we both worked so hard. I don't need it. It's okay. We both wanted to be good parents, and we both wanted a marriage that lasted, but we didn't know how to do that. My mom ran the house. His dad ran the house, so we both tried to run the house. And we fought constantly. I remember putting Isabel in her car seat, backing out of the driveway one time. And now I look back and think, if I had followed through with that, the 7 blessings, it wouldn't be here today. So the one thing that my parents did instill in me was I knew I needed God. I knew church was the place to find it. Now, I knew what they hadn't had was real. They didn't know the Lord. But I knew I needed to. So we decided to start going to church. We went to Central Christian. That's when Brother Joe was there. And it's nothing like having going from fluff all of your life to hearing Brother Joe speak. I also joined a mom's Bible study because I was staying home. And I joined a Bible study that had other moms that stayed home, which those were the first moms I'd met ever that stayed home. And that's when I really learned who God was and what it looked like to be a follower of Christ. I remember sitting in the car reading this paper that they had given us. It was a handout, and it said what followers of Christ look like. I don't remember what they called it. And like the characteristics, and then the world's characteristics. And I remember in the car reading that to Jamie, bawling, because I said, I am mostly the worldly idea, the world characteristics, not God's. And being broken that I had a long way to go. I had a lot to learn. And so that's where our growth mostly started, but God has definitely thrown many challenges and growth opportunities at us. Besides having lots of kids, and Jamie has a very demanding job, and just different callings on our lives that seem to go upstream, even within the church sometimes. Sometimes it's lonely following Christ. I've decided that lately. Relationships with my family haven't changed much. I do have a grandmother that loves the Lord, and I look back at my life and think of all the bad things that could have happened to me and the battles that were obviously won, but I wasn't praying for myself. It must have been her. Different things that God has given us in our life is Jamie had to start traveling again with his job. So we lived in the house for 6 years. I think it was about 5 years ago. We sold that house, sold everything, bought a camper and went with him. That was hard. I had a lot of people tell us we were making a bad choice, mostly family. And we had a lot of growth through that time. And just with each one of our kids, I just look at them and think, you know, what if we hadn't decided to give that to the Lord when he called? Look at the blessings I would have missed.
That's really good. So in that Bible study at Central Christian, is that where you started getting the gospel? You saw the difference, and then understanding Jesus mm-hmm. and salvation? Because mm-hmm. I know Brother Joe preached the gospel pretty strong.
Yeah, he did.
Is that where that kind of happened for you?
Yes, yes.
Because you don't feel like you knew him as a young
No.
Young. Yeah, mm-mm. That's awesome. And then you were instrumental in helping Jamie come to Jesus because he started seeing you change.
Yes.
Do you remember that process?
Yes. I just thank God that we came to know the Lord at the same time. We had soft hearts at the same time.
How old were you guys about in that age when you came to know him?
25, 26.
25, 26, which is past times where the percentages start going down that people can find mm-hmm. Jesus. Past 20, past 30, past 40, that gets really low. So mm-hmm. praise the Lord for that mm-hmm. testimony. Here you are now, submitted to Jesus and mm-hmm. running around with 8 kids and a saved husband, and life's just a dream, isn't it?
Wow.
Not exactly.
Not exactly, but through him.
Following Jesus. Yes. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for the Vallejos. I thank you for your pursuit of each individual and, Lord, their own personal story. I thank you for Dana. I thank you that she's a woman who's been touched by your spirit, drawn by your spirit. I thank you for those that invested in her life. I thank you for her testimony and transformation that touched Jamie's life. And now for this Vallejo family that's a kingdom family and the disciples are being raised among them. Bless them. Bless them in the future. Bless them financially. Bless them with their home. Bless them with stewarding all these children. And again, we do pray that they would come to Christ and be used for your glory. Thank you for this testimony in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.